Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Time now to have a chat to Sam Freedman, who could have a big decision to make re the Derby with Cerberus after he's drawn the car park from the treacherous 2,500 metre start point at Flemington. Morning, Sam. How are you?
Morning, Michael. Very well, thanks.
What are you going to do? Are you going to run or are you going to save him for Cup Day?
Yeah, no decision yet. We're just sort of letting the dust settle. We'll have a good look at the race. The weather might play a little part, but it probably looks like it'll be a good track. It's still in the balance, but the horse is very well and he'll perform well in either race.
Because he used the race on Cup Day last year, Ain't No Deal Done, who won that. So is he a horse that you think is looking for the 2,500 metres? It's a question mark for all these three-year-olds heading to the Derby, but being by Done Deal, are you confident that he'll be one of the strongest if he does go around?
Yeah, we are. He's... you know, his dam sides, you know, they got out over a bit of a trip, his mother, and, you know, we've sort of set him to be getting out over a trip. And, you know, the other day it was a slowly run race. It was probably hard to get a guide on how far he will get, but he's worked since. We've really stretched it out. Damien Thornton had a sit on him on Tuesday. He had a nice bowling gallop on the course proper at Flemington, and he said, you know, he had no qualms in him staying a trip. So, yeah, as you said, we sort of used the same race in Adelaide with Ain't No Deal Done last year and went to that race on Cup Day. I've just got that little decision to make.
If he did run from that gate, are you pretty much destined just to ride him quiet?
Yeah, we probably are. You know, he's probably prepped up a little bit differently to a horse like Warning a couple of years ago. Warning had those hard runs leading in, he was very fit and ready for a tough run like that. He's probably not as seasoned as a horse like that. So to be asking him to go forward from that sort of gate and be doing all that work, you know, into the first bend would probably be detrimental to his chances. We'd probably be more inclined to just let him find his feet, balance up and find the runs through.
In the Coolmore Stud Stakes, you've got two runners, Extreme Flight, who's been racing brilliantly, and Artorias, both of them coming back in distance. Firstly, Artorias, how is he heading into the Coolmore Stud Stakes from the Guineas, trying to get that sharpness back in his legs from the 1600?
Yeah, he's very fresh. Going to need the run on Saturday. He's bouncing around the stable at the moment, so we haven't done a lot with him since that Guineas, and we're just hoping that he has freshened up enough on what we've seen around the stable. I'm pretty certain he has. So, you know, the barrier, not sure where they'll go in the tracks. They go down the middle or if they split. You know, largely depends on how he begins. He's obviously been slow away last time out. But, you know, he'll be rattling home. We know that. It'll just be, you know, whether it's too late or whether he gets there in time.
Yeah, so you envisage he's going to be last. It might be a Merchant Navy type finish where he needs to duck and dive and hit the line.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he'll be last, but he'll be well back. But his asset is obviously his ability to run fast time in a straight line. He's never cornered well, really, at any track around a bend in Sydney and Melbourne. Even Caulfield, he's wobbled around the bends and until he fully balances up and lets down, and that's when you see the best of him. So pretty confident the straight's certainly going to suit him, and it probably gives him a look, this preparation to whether we head to a race like the Newmarket in the autumn.
And what about Extreme Flight? This is a horse that's really improved his last couple of runs, and I suppose you could have gone to the Carbine Club, which looked like it would have been easy money, but you've decided to come back to 1,200. Is that what you think his best distance is actually going to be?
Yeah, we were sort of letting that last race tell us where we were going to head. He's a horse we always liked. His first couple of runs, he was probably learning what it was all about. And then, you know, we put the blinkers on, which really sharpened him up. He travelled pretty strongly there the other day over the 1,400. And he travels very deep into his races. So we thought down the straight, back to 6 furlongs, I think he's still going to be able to travel strongly. And maybe just at this stage of his career, he mightn't be ready for a mile just yet. So, yeah, we elected to go back to the six furlongs. But he's done nothing wrong. He's probably not run in the same class of races, obviously, the ones high in the market. But he hits the race in winning form, and you know, he could run a cheeky race.
You'd still have Artorias on top, though, as the best of your two?
Yeah, yeah, he is. He's the better of the two, but, yeah, the one's largely sort of untapped. You know, he's still on an upward spiral, Extreme Flight, but, you know, Artorias has got the runs on the board and comes through a stronger form line.
Can he get a win with Ladon de V and the Hotham? He's not going to a Melbourne Cup, but he's probably been disappointed, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh, look, he's been a little frustrating. Probably hasn't had things go all his own way. He went up to Sydney and had a torrid run in the Metropolitan, came back, actually got his tongue over the bit, I thought, the other day at Geelong. So we put the tongue tie on. Think we'll see some improvement with that going on. Probably performs best on soft and heavy going. So, look, if it was a really firm deck, we'd maybe pull him out and save him for another day. But I think he's going well enough. He's just, you know, he's in that sort of rating range and in those sort of races this time of year that, you know, there's often a progressive one coming through and he's, you know, sort of plateauing around that level.
How's Delphi going? How did he come through that Caulfield Cup run, which to the eye looked a bit disappointing?
Yeah, look, we were disappointed with him. He's come through it really well. He's, as we've maintained, he handles his racing very well. He bounced out of the run fine. You know, he performed very well in the backup in Europe. So not too sure what to make of it. Maybe the softer ground and leading in the race. You know, and then when the pressure sort of went on, he just wasn't the same horse as he was the week before. So, you know, he's very fit. We haven't done a lot with him now. You know, he'll have a little piece of work tomorrow morning, and that'll tell us how he's going. But, you know, everything's pointing towards an improved run on Tuesday.
Is there any concern because he can race a bit fierce with the 3200?
Look, that's a conversation we sort of had with Ollie as well. You know, he's, you know, ridden him twice now, and he was a bit headstrong you know, last time round, but we're inclined to not change any of the gear on him. I mean, it worked two starts back, and you know, we've had some trials and track work without the blinkers on. He's probably not as effective, so I think a quieter ride might be the way to get the best out of him in terms of, you know, not necessarily riding in midfield or worse, but just with a bit of cover and something to follow, you know, as he had it at Caulfield in the Herbert Fowler.
And you've made the call to go straight to the Oaks with Exclusive Express on Thursday?
Yeah, she'll go straight there. She's a very fit filly who's in very good form. We didn't feel the need to run her this Saturday and then back up on the Thursday. I know the fillies have got a really good record doing that, but we you know, we're confident that she'll stay. And if you're confident that they'll stay and you think they've got the miles in their legs, then it shouldn't be an issue to make that jump. You know, she's actually just getting better and better the longer she's been in work. She was a little bit fiery early in her preparation, you know, but now she's calmed right down and she's settling in her work. A bit of rain around next week would certainly help her as well.
Sam, good luck on Derby Day and heading into the Cup and the Oaks as well.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael.